Bonjour, ma famille. Comment ça va?
Oh, ça va bien. Merci. La semaine passée est très bon. Et je pense que mon habileté à parler français est augmentée. Et mon habileté à comprendre français est rien. Je ne comprends pas le français. Oh, un grand problème. Oh. Yeah. My ability to understand French is terrible. It's been quite the difficulty. And probably the biggest portion of why I've been so stressed out. But like, today, so like I'll explain like our whole week, but like today, man, it's awesome. I'll get to it later, explain that. But yeah, so this last Monday, holy cow, it's probably one of the hardest days of my mission so far. And given I'm like at like week three of being here, and that was my hardest day, I can only imagine what's to come. But honestly, like, I'm, like, doing so much better than I was at the beginning of the week. Like, so much better. Like, I was in such a bad place at the beginning of the week. And so it started out, so New Year's was great. I was really tired because I didn't have a great night's sleep. Because, like, everybody was partying so much. But, let's see. So we went on P-Day, we went to play soccer with some other elders in another district, which was pretty fun. We then, like, after that, went back to their apartment and had some lunch, which was nice of them to just hook us up with some food. And then, so what we were kind of planning to do was, like, after lunch, we were just going to go to the market and then go back to the apartment, right? And then get ready for our dinner appointment with Bishop Mel, and then email after that, right? Yeah, that's not even close to what happened. So, like, the two things I wanted to do, like, the only things I cared to even do was go to the market because I need more milk and sugar, and email. Like, that's the only thing I cared to do. Like, everything else, like, I didn't care what the heck we did as long as we did those things. And so, as we got done with lunch, then my cons decided they needed haircuts, so we sat there for like an hour and a half waiting for them to get haircuts, and they got haircuts. And then after that, I guess we needed to buy some gare, which it's like, it's kind of like this grounded up powder type stuff. Like, you put in water and it just kind of grows. It's almost like yeast. It's like a form of yeast. It's not yeast though. Like, it's like, it comes from a root. But, like, you can use it for anything. Like, we use it for, oh, I forget what it's called. It's pretty good. It's like a finger food. It's basically what we eat a lot. And then also you can, like, put it in milk and sugar, and it's basically, like, cornmeal. So it's really good. We eat that a lot. And so, like, so we need to go to, like, a different market. Not the market I need to go to. So we went there, got some gare, and then we were there for a while because my comps were, like, getting different things. And then the supermarket that I need to go to, it's, like, by the time we got to, like, me being able to go to the market was closed because they closed early since it was New Year's. So that was, like, pretty frustrating. And then after that, we went back to the apartment, and my comps needed to wash their clothes. So we did that, and they used, like, all of our water supply, because we've been, like, filling up buckets to just kind of conserve water since we literally have, like, hardly any running water. And so that was, like, used up. So we didn't have any water to, like, bathe with, no water to cook with. We didn't have anything. And we had our we had to go to, like, our appointment, but we didn't have, and we also don't have, like, a place to hang our clothes to dry anywhere, like, there's nowhere in our apartment to hang them or anything. Like, not even on top of the apartment complex, like, nothing. And so we, well, actually, we ended up finding out later that there's stuff on top of the apartment complex. But at the time, it was locked. And so we tell Bishop Mel, we're like, hey, like, we got this situation. We have no water. We can't bathe. We don't know what to do. And so he just said he was going to look for some water for us and bring us over food or something. And so in the meantime, I guess we were going to go, we went to go ask like some dudes at the car wash if they could let us have some water. And so we went there, but like, so we have 3 buckets in total here. And so, like, we figured, like, oh, like, each of us would just get a bucket. Like, that's what we'd use. Well, my comp, other Wabungo, wanted 2 buckets. And, like, made a huge issue about it. Like, I just grabbed one of the buckets, and he's, like, trying to rip it out of my hands. And I'm, like, you're not ripping this out of my hands. Like, I just squeezed it. And, like, I mean, I got a pretty good grip from working on my Jeep so much that, like he wasn't going to get it out. He literally snapped the freaking thing out of my hand. Like, just snapped the handle off of it. And then walked away. Oh my gosh. Literally, it took everything in me to not want to just walk up and punch him in the face. Like, I don't know how. I mean, given my temper that I have, like, I don't know how I controlled myself. I know it was, like, just Grandpa holding my arms behind my back. Like,
oh my gosh. So then after that,
like, we just, I just blew it off. I just went into the my room and I just put in some music and just blew off steam, right? And then I was fine after that. But the issue was, so then, since all this crap happened, we never went to email. And, like, we had a ton of free time, so, like, we could have went to email, but I think my comp was just pissed off about the bucket thing, so we just didn't go email, which just made me feel even more homesick. And given, like, that night, oh, yeah, I totally forgot to ask you this, Mom. So that night, like, Sunday night, I had a dream. It literally was, like, so real. Like, I woke up and was like, wait, what the heck? That wasn't real. And so in my dreams, so, like, I went to the grocery store or something, and I saw you guys, like, our whole family, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, what are you guys doing here? And then, like, I helped you guys, like, bring the groceries to the car, and as I'm putting them in, like, you're just kind of asking me questions about, like, how I'm feeling right now, like, am I feeling homesick, do I have, like, food and water, like, you're just asking me, like, all these different questions, and I'm just like, answering them, and then you asked me if I was homesick, and I literally just, like, in my dream, like, I just broke down, like, hysterically crying, like, in your arms, like, in the dream. And then I woke up, and I was like, what the freak is going on? So, like, I woke up pretty homesick, and then that all happened. So I was just like, I was in a very bad place on Monday. It was not good. But yeah, so after that, Bishop Mel finally came to our apartment at, like, I don't even remember what time, and brought us, like, some food. And oh my gosh, we were starved. So we ate that, and then he said he was going to come back on Tuesday to get, like, a giant tub, that, like, a giant thing, like, you can just fill with water, just store water, so we always have water. And, like, the worst part is right after he left, then the water came back on. So, like, that was just, like, I just was, like, so frustrated because all this crap happened and made it so we couldn't go email. And then the water turns back on, which was our problem in the first place. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I was going to die. But then I just kind of realized that, like, you know, it's just kind of in the Lord's hands. And maybe all this was happening for a reason. And it's just kind of like the Lord's way of telling me, like, yo, emailing's not everything. You need to focus on the work. And you need to just kind of forget your family. And honestly, like, this past week, I've just kind of realized that, like, a lot. Like, the more I think about home, and the more I get homesick, and the more, like, I'm, like, letting things that I see, like, affect me. Like, I've seen, so, like, I think it was, like, Christmas, I saw a Jeep. I was going to tell you guys, but I totally forgot until now. But I saw a Jeep, and it was, oh, I was, like, so happy that I saw one, but then, like, I got so homesick. And so that, like, was not fun. And then, like, the past, like, this past week, like, I saw some dude with a Von Miller jersey on, and I'm like, what the heck is Von Miller doing in Africa, first off? And second off, heck yeah, like, go Broncos. Like, I was super stoked, but, like, it made me really homesick. And then, so that, like, wasn't great. And then, when was, like, 2 days ago, I saw another person who was wearing Demaryius Thomas jersey, like, really similar to the one I have. And I was like, oh, my gosh, come on. Like, all of these reminders of home. Like, I've just been, like, it's been, like, come on. But, you know, like, I've come to realize that, like, I just need to stop thinking about home and letting these things bother me. And, like, these past few days, like, I've just been doing that more. And, like, I haven't been feeling as homesick, which has been good. Because, like, honestly, like, this homesickness has been, like, so crippling. Like, I did not realize, like, really how, like, much it just, like, overwhelms your mind. Like, it's not good. Like, I see why there's so many missionaries coming home. But, like, man, like, because it's so hard. Like, literally, there's no way else to describe it. Like, a mission is not easy. Like, it's definitely, like, the biggest, best-kept secret of the church. But, like, it's also the most rewarding thing. Like, so that's, like, it's so hard to describe. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. Dad, you understand probably exactly what I'm saying. And I bet you Josh understands it. Like, honestly, you don't understand it until you serve a mission. Like, I totally see, like, everything that you've always been telling me, Dad. Like, it just, like, I just, wow. Like, I just totally understand it so much more. But, yeah, let's see. So, Monday. Oh, yeah. So, then Tuesday morning. So, we wake up. And, like, all night I was waking up. I'm like, dude, what is going on? I wake up in the morning and we realized we had no power all night. And, like, I woke up. I was, like, soaking wet. From sweat. And so I guess, like, our power's just been, like, shut off. But, like, it's, like, not, like, I don't know what the heck's going on. Because there's other rooms that have power, but our room doesn't. Like, I don't know if it's just because, like, the person who's in charge of it just, like, isn't, like, paying them enough. Or I don't know what the heck's going on. But, like, the power's been really sketch. Oh, yeah. So then, like, I went, took a shower and stuff. Right after that, the power turned back on and was on, like, all day. So I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, we literally don't have power all night, but then we have it all day when we're not even in the apartment. Like, I'm like, this is so messed up. But so, like, it, like, ended up just, like, not being a big deal. But, yeah, so then, let's see. So Tuesday, so after that, then after, oh, we had district meeting, and my companion is the district leader, and so, like, he was in charge of that and stuff, and he had me, like, do a bunch of stuff, which was kind of cool. Like, he had me bear my testimony and, like, read some stuff in the mission handbook, which has been good. Like, he, like, a lot of the things that, like, he does, like, he has, like, a lot of great things that he, like, has taught me. I just wish it was, like, every day, because it's, like, I feel like it's just kind of, like, off and on. Like, he just, like, loves to just, like, go there, and, like, when we're studying, like, that's when we study. But then some days, like, we just don't even study together at all. Like, it's just kind of off and on. But, like, I just use, like, all the time I can. Because, like, he's a great dude. Like, I've honestly grown to, like, love my companion a ton, which has been awesome. But, yeah, so then we had district meeting. After that, we came back to our apartment, and the power was off again, and we had no water, so that was a bummer. But we found the landlord, and he helped us out for a bit, but, like, really did nothing. And so then I just, like, said a prayer that the power would come back on and stuff, and then it did. And it was honestly, like, a huge blessing. Like, honestly, I've, like, grown to, like, love the power of prayer. Like, literally, it's been amazing. And so, like, I was able to wash my clothes and stuff. We didn't have anywhere to dry them, like I was telling you guys. And so, you know me, just my inventive self. So we have like this thing. So our lights that we use, we have to charge them with like a solar panel, but like the solar panel has like a super long cord and one of the chargers is broken. So I just grabbed that, I ripped the cord, and I tied the cord from like one side of the wall to the other side of the wall. Bingo. Now we got ourselves a drying line. So that's just what I've been using. And then also that other line that like you gave me to use, I just tied that to two chairs, put like a bunch of weight on the chairs, and then just pulled it super far. So like so I was able to dry like all my clothes. So it worked out great. And I also had like a bunch of fans around them just blowing my air, drying my clothes. So it was awesome. But let's see. Oh yeah. So that was basically it for Tuesday, I guess. We had a district meeting. And then we just went back to the apartment. I don't even know if we went to the sector. Or maybe we went for a little bit. I don't even know. I forget. Yes, and then Wednesday. Let's see. Wednesday. Oh, we had the survey. So we went on. And I was like praying that I'd be able to talk to you guys. And then my prayer was answered. And it was literally the biggest blessing in the world. Like, I was just... Because I knew we... Like, so I was begging my companion to let us go, like, later. So that, like, I would know for sure you guys would be on. But it just came to the point where, like, there was no way that we were going to be able to go later because of appointments we had and stuff. And so we had to go early. And so I just, like, basically just said a prayer. Like, Heavenly Father, if it's your will, then, like, my parents will wake up. If it's not, then, like, I understand. And so, yeah, emailing you guys was, like, honestly the greatest thing that's happened because, like, what you guys told me, like, helped me to just totally change my whole concept of a mission. Like, I've just been way too concerned about all these small little rules, and, like, I feel like I've basically created the monster that, like, I have. Like, I can't remember how the saying goes, but basically, like, I've made my companions be the way they are because of how, like, strict and, like, rules. But, like, this past week, like, I just stopped, like, caring so much about so much things. And, like, I've become super close with my companions. Like, they, like, aren't so, like, rebellious towards me. Like, they aren't, like, they don't show me to the side. Like, me and Elder Ayama have become really close. Like, him and I, like, talk, like, all the time. Which is awesome. He's a total stud. I love Elder Ayama. I don't know what the heck I'd do without him. Like, literally, like... So, he just has, like, so much great insight about the mission. And literally, like, his situation and my situation... Like, his training situation, like, was way worse than mine. But, like, there's so many aspects of, like, him and me that are, like, so similar. That, like, we can just relate on. And, like, he's just helped me with so much. Like, he's such a stud. Like, I love him so much. But yeah, so after that, so that was great. So Wednesday, let's see. Oh yeah, okay. Sorry, I'm just reading. So we came back to our apartment at like 8:30 again, and on the way back, we got stopped by like an army patrol dude. So I was like way sketched out. I thought we were going to get like sent to jail or something. But he ended up being like a total stud, and he knew like so many languages. Like he was talking to Elder Ayama in, I think it's that's Ghana. I can't remember the language they speak in. Nigeria, but like basically he was speaking to him in that, and then he was speaking to my companion in the language they speak in Congo. I forgot it, and then he was speaking to me in English. Like it was super cool, but yeah. So I guess like then Elder Ayama was telling me that I guess like my trainer, with his last because I'm his second person that he's trained, so with his first person he trained, I guess they both got arrested because like. They, like, because my cop, I guess, likes staying out really late. And so, because of that, like, there was one night they were out and they didn't have their name tags on. And so, like, since, like there's something, I don't even really understand it. I don't understand exactly what Elder Ayama was telling me, but basically, like, because of it, like, he got arrested. So Elder Ayama, like, he's been, like, pretty frustrated with it too, because, like, a lot of bandits and stuff, like, come out at night too, and, like, prostitutes, like, it's just not good at night. And so, like, Elder Ayama just explained to my companion that, like, we can't be out late, especially the fact that I'm an American too, like, it just, it makes it even worse. And so, that's been that. But, yeah, so we did that. But, yeah, I pray that, like, we start coming back earlier. The past few days we've been coming back earlier, but, like, the rest of the week it was still the same. But, yeah, so we come back to our apartment, and the sink was left on because I guess we were waiting for water to turn on, but someone forgot to turn it off. I really don't know who did it. But, yeah, so our whole apartment was flooded, so that was great. And then once we finally got done cleaning it all, we made dinner at, like, 11, and I finally went to bed at 12. So, like, I've been so exhausted, even from just that day. Like, it literally, the lack of sleep, like, I'm dying. But it's fine. Like, I ended up, like, just, like, I've been, like, actually pretty good the past few days. But, like, the next day was not great. But Thursday, so, Thursday we met this one girl, Surinoya, who's from Nigeria and speaks English. So I literally was able to, like, I was able to teach her in English. It was the coolest thing. But, like, the crazy part was, like, at first, I literally didn't even know what to say. I was, like, because I'm so used to, like, speaking in French that, like, I didn't know what to say in English. And so, like, I was super, like, at first, I was, like, converting the French to English. I was, like, what the heck is going on? Like, this is the weirdest thing. But then, like, I was able to, like, switch my brain back to English, and, like, it worked. And it was super cool. Like, I was able to, like, finally, like, actually share the gospel. And it was awesome. Oh, I just can't wait for the day that, like, I can experience that in French. Like, it was just, like, it was great. Like, it was just a great blessing of the Lord to just show me, like, keep holding on. Like, the French is going to come, and you're going to have the same experience in French, and you're going to love, like, your mission. And, like, I was just able to see that and, like, gain a ton of positivity from it. But, yeah. So, I've been, like, thinking a lot about the phone and, like, getting a phone. I don't really know what I'm going to do because, like, the thing is, like, it would be great to use it for, like, conference talks and, like, studying French with, because my manual we have, like, there's an app you can get that, like, goes along with it, and, like, so, like, it's, like, it could be a great thing, but also, like, it can also be really distracting, and so that's why I'm, like, worried that, like, it would be a distraction for me, and the temptation to, like, want to go on and, like, listen to other music or, like, do things like that, like, I feel like it'd be a big temptation. And so that's why I'm, like, I don't know, like, what to really do about it. I'm probably gonna talk to you guys tomorrow and see what you guys think about it. But, yeah, so I've been thinking about that. But, yeah, like, the issue is, like, here, like, I guess Elder Yama was explaining this to me. So the Kongli, like, using, the cyber cafe as, like, a punishment. Like, if you don't listen to them or don't do things they want or make them mad, which is really easy to do, then they just say, oh, we're not going to the cyber cafe. And they have their phones, and so they don't really care. And so that's why I'm, like, Elder Yama was telling me, he's, like, this is why, like, I have a phone. He's, like, nobody can tell me what to do. Nobody can boss me what to do because, like, he's, like, they're doing all their crap. Like, they got all their things they're doing. And so, like, he said, like, he's, like, I'll just straight up, he's, like, now that, like, I'm out of my training, like, I'll just leave my companion and just go to the cafe and use my phone. He's, like, what is my companion going to do? Call and say, oh, my companion's doing all this? Because I can just turn right around and say everything he's doing. So it's, like, that would be a great thing to have, like, after training and, like, my companion. So I was talking to him and telling him how, like, I wanted to get a phone. And I feel like it's kind of like changed his mindset of me. Like he, I don't know. It's weird how like they're funny. But yeah, so like he was telling me how like I won't, like if I want a phone, I can't get it until after training. So yeah, I'll see what's gonna happen with that. Yeah, I've been a lot more loose with my companion and it's worked a lot, which has been good. Let's see.
Man, I don't even know. Is that Thursday?
Oh, did I skip a day? I skipped a day. Oh yeah, Thursday. Thursday was when we met that lady. She's talking in French. I also got to talk to Elder Dick. I called him. And that was cool. I love that guy, man. Him and I are so close. I pray him and I get to become companions. We would have so much fun. Like, literally, him and I are, like, so close. Like, him and, like, he loves me just as much as I love him. Like, we're, like, freaking brothers. Like, it's awesome. But, yeah, it's, like, we're talking and, like, I just came to understand, like, we're in the same boat and, like, I just need to stop thinking I'm alone because literally, like, everybody's experienced exactly what I've experienced. And so, that's been great to understand. And then, so that was Thursday, Friday. Today was good. I woke up kind of feeling pretty crappy. I had a stomach ache. And then we went to go look for my comp's planner because he lost it. So that was not good. Like, it's been lost, like, all week. He left it somewhere, and we can't find it. And that was the day. Friday was when I saw the Demaryius Thomas jersey, so it's like I just wasn't feeling great because I was feeling kind of crappy, and I saw that and started feeling homesick, so it wasn't really awesome. But then I got a lot of studying in, and after the studying, like, I felt a lot better. I've, like, come to realize that, like, and this is what other young was telling me, too. Like, he said, you have to play the fool to win the war. And so, basically, what that means is, like, I basically just have to follow everything my companion tells me right now because I'm in training. And, like, I just got to, like, so I don't have to repeat my training, just keep doing all this stuff. And then once I'm done with that, then I can tighten up as much as I want, do exactly what I want, because nobody can control you. Once you're done with training, like, you're free. But, yeah, so let's see. So that was great. Sorry, I'm just reading. Yeah, we just kind of teach a bunch of random people that, like, just waste our time. And we spend a lot of time with the people that waste our time, which is frustrating. But I can't do anything about it because I'll just piss off my comp. So you just come to realize that there's nothing you can do about it. But yeah. So then, so we went with Frere Bunyan, who was interviewed for baptism Saturday, because I guess we were just going with it. He's only been to church, like, once, and, like, yeah, I just kind of realized that, like, the missionary work here is kind of sketch. Like, I see why there's a lot of people falling from the church, and there's a lack of, like, converts, because, like, they just baptize, and don't, like, actually try to, like, teach them and help them stay strong in the church. But I think that's, like, the biggest thing I'm going to try to do, like, when I become a trainer, is, like, baptize for the right reasons. And, like, I feel like that's just kind of, like, something that can be changed here, which will work. And then Saturday, we had our baptism, my first baptism, which was super cool. It was kind of sad, though, because there was only, like, 3 people that showed up to his baptism. It was literally, like, the missionaries and then, like, 2 of his friends. But it's all right. I mean, it was cool. Like El Diayama was telling me also that, like, here, the best thing to do is, like, work with the missionary or the members, because they have friends that can help you get lessons, and those are the people who, like, become the converts. Like, those are the people you want to baptize, is the friends of members. And, like, not doing OVB, which is, like, basically just contacting. It's ouvri votre bouche, which is open your mouth in French. And so, basically, like, my companion loves doing OVB and hardly works with the members. And so that's why we, like, we are hardly having any baptisms. But, like, after I'm going to just keep saying, he's like, I pray that, like, my comp stays the district leader and they don't make him the district leader. Because he used to be the district leader, but they made my comp the district leader once Elder Bame left. And so he's like, I pray that, like, they keep me here. And, like, I can just prove to him the fact that, like, using the members is how you get baptisms. Like, like, we're just, like, kind of hoping that happens so that, like, my companion changes, because he's really stubborn and, like, really just, like, his way. It's either his way or the highway. But it's all right. I mean, Adriyama, I feel like, is more bugged with him than I am. It's funny. But, yeah, he's a stud. I love Elder Ayama so much. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, my... Let's see. That's, like, basically it. I haven't really written... I mean, I've written much, but it's just kind of, like, random stuff. Not, like, much about my day. It's basically just, like... Yeah. Let's see. Oh, yeah. So I woke up this morning with, like, terrible diarrhea, so that was, like, trash. Oh, wait. Let me see. I've mixed up. Oh, yeah. So we came back to the apartment yesterday at, like, 5. So, like, I feel like if... We cannot figure it out. It's either super late or super early. And we're just like, whatever. But I just took the opportunity to just, like, clean up our apartment because it was freaking filthy. So I just, like, decided, you know, like, there's no one else that's going to clean this place, so I just got to do it. And Elder Ayama helped me out, which was cool. So we just clean up. It's basically just my companion. It just doesn't do much, but then expects a lot. So it's really frustrating, but, like, I've come to, like, just kind of deal with it. I feel like, honestly, since I had Elder Uke as my companion, like, he's literally prepared me so much for this companion. Like, my ability and my patience with my companion is, like, so much greater than, like, if I would have just came straight here, like, I would have died. Like, I would have been sent home. Like, I know it. Like, it's just great how the Lord works and how he just totally prepares a way for you. But, yeah. So then, like, after cleaning, I just studied and talked with Elder Ayama for a while. But, yeah. So today was literally, like, the best Sunday so far. And, like, the best day all week. So, like, starting off, like, it was pretty rough just because I had, like, really bad diarrhea. But, like, it was the only time I had it. Like, I haven't had it at all the rest of the day. Like, it was only this morning, which is a blessing. Because there's, like, hardly any toilets anywhere, and I don't want to be using anybody else's toilet, because it's yikes here. Yeah, it's, there's nothing sanitary anywhere. But yes, then, and church day, like, I was able to, like, come to understand a little bit more, which was nice, because, like, the first Sunday I was here, je comprends rien. I didn't even understand anything. At all, like, it was not good. But yeah. And also, Alban Gozo's friend, Elder Onlu, I think it's Onlu. He's, like, some, like, general authority here or something. I don't even know. It's super sweet. So he, like, called me and he wants to meet me. And so we got, so we were going to meet with him. Like, he was just going to come to the church at 3, but, oh, sorry. He was going to come to the church at 3, and we were just going to come back and meet him. But my comps didn't want to do that. They wanted to get, like, permission from President, because they, like, were like, do you know this guy? I'm like, no, like, I haven't met him. But, like, he's a really good friend of my friend. They're like, oh, we got to call President for this. I'm like, okay. Like, you don't trust me? Okay. So we ended up calling President, and we ended up getting permission for him to come to our apartment and meet with us. So that'll be really cool. I don't know when he's going to come, because he didn't call. Like, we called him back a little bit ago, and he didn't answer. So we'll see when that happens, but I'm super stoked to meet him. He seems like a really cool guy. But yeah, so then that happened, and then, let's see. Oh yeah, so the greatest part of, like, the entire day, like, we had the two, Sunday, we had the two, awards, today, and because of, like, the two sectors that we're over right now, and so we had, like, church from, like, 8 to 1. It's awesome. It's so great. We have, like, two sacrament meetings, which is great. And, like, just to be able to see the difference, like, in Elder Ayama's ward, there's a bunch of people because he likes using members. And then in our ward, there's, like, hardly anyone because my companion only does Obey. But it's okay. It's just funny. Like, me and Elder Ayama just laugh about it. But so, anyway, so after church, we met this lady, Sir Watuwadi. Yeah, Watuwadi. And she was like, so at first, like, I'm just sitting there, like, typically every lesson, like, I just sit there and I don't understand any French at all. And, like, I'm like, I just fall asleep. Like, it's not good. Like, I don't fall asleep, but, like, I'm literally, like, my eyes are so heavy. And, like, I try to listen, and at first I understand, but, like, my brain just gets so overwhelmed that, like, it just wears me out that, like, I literally just, like, die. Like, in church today, like, I had the weirdest experience. Like, I, like, fall asleep, and, like, I start, like, dreaming, and then I wake up, and, like, I fall asleep again, and I continue the dream. Like, it was the weirdest experience I've ever had in my life. Like, I don't think I've ever experienced it. But it was really cool. And so after that, so we met with Sir Watuwadi, and oh my gosh, it was so awesome. So at first, like, I was just, like, kind of sitting there, I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't understand anything, but, like, I just kind of, like, tried to force myself to listen. And then we came to, like, a point where, like, my companion just kind of paused, and, like, he was just kind of talking to, like, this one other girl that came over. And so, like, it was just literally just, like, the opportunity for me to just only talk with this lady, right? And so I just start talking to her, and at first, like, I could not explain what the heck I wanted to say, but then, like, the French just started coming, and, like, it was crazy. Like, I was able to understand what she was saying. She was able to understand exactly what I was saying, and, like, there was times when, like, I would have, like, a block, and, like, I couldn't search for a word, and I just asked Elder Ayama for it, and then I would just continue in French, and, like, I don't even know. It was the coolest experience I've ever had. And literally, it was, like, so strengthening for me to, like, know that, like... And she kept saying over and over, like... So I explained to her how, like, I've only been here for, like, a few weeks. And how I only had a few weeks in the MTC to learn French. And she, like, could not believe it. Like, she was like, what the heck? Like, how do you know French so well? Like, what the heck? And, like, her telling me that, like, strengthened me so much. Because literally, I've been struggling so much. Like, I feel like my French sucks and, like, all this stuff. And her telling me that, like, a native French speaker telling me that, like, made me feel so good. Like, I've honestly, like, I don't feel like I want to go home anymore. Like, it's, oh, it was awesome. Like, after that, like, I felt so great. But, yeah, so that was super awesome. I got to talk to her. So, basically, so she was a Catholic when she was little. She went to the Catholic Church. So there's Catholics, evangelists, and Muslims. Tons of Muslims. Like, we just walk on the street and we just hear, like, it's just the weirdest crap, man. And, like, you just look in there and you just see them all, like, bowing on the ground on their little mats. It's the weirdest thing. But, yeah, so then, so we got that. And so she... was born, so she, like, used to go to Catholic when she was younger, but her parents are Muslim, and so basically her parents, like, took her from the Catholic Church and made her, kind of forced her to be Muslim, I feel like. That's kind of, like, what I got from her. And so, like, the only way she could be married is if it was through the Muslim church, and so she just kind of had to be Muslim. But I took it as, like, I don't know how strong Muslim she is, and so I feel like she can, like, be a great convert. Like, we're going to keep teaching her and stuff, but, like, I told her about how, like, you, Dad, like, were baptized Catholic, right? I think it was Catholic. I can't remember, but that's what I told her. So hopefully that's right. And then, like, joined the church with Grandma and stuff, and I just kind of explained to her, because she asked me about my name. Like, everybody here thinks I'm Italian or I'm from France, which is great, because, like, they don't think I'm from America, which is awesome, because, like, once my French gets really good, I'm just going to tell, like, all the new missionaries that I'm from France. And my name is French, so, like, they'll believe me. And I look like a French elder. Like, I literally look like I'm from France. And especially, like, the fact that I've been getting so tan, like, it just adds to it. Like, I look European. It's great. And so, but, yeah, so, like, I was just explaining to her that and stuff. And, oh, my gosh, it was the best thing in the world. And, like, I just realized, like, today that, like, the Lord is looking out for me, right? And, like, I just need to stop, like, worrying about, like, oh, like, I want to go home, like, all this random crap. Like, I just need to get over that and realize that, like, I'm here on the Lord's errand, not mine. And, like, there's going to be weeks where I can't email you guys, and I need to just understand that, like, it's not the end of the world. Like, there will be times when I'll be able to email you again and, like, but, like, I just need to focus on the work and focus on learning French. And I just need to stop focusing so much on, like, every Monday, like, we need an email, we need an email, we need an email. Because that's just going to piss my companion off more and, like, it's just not going to be good. But, yeah, so I've just, like, come to learn, like, so much this past week, which has been awesome. And I just feel so much better. What the heck did I write? But yeah, so, like, that's, like, basically it for my week. This is the longest recording. I pray that it actually sends through, because last week the recording wasn't sending through because I made it so big and I realized that. So I'm going to try to, like, split these recordings up. I don't know how it's going to work, but we'll see. I'm going to work with it. Maybe I'll just send it, like, one by one or something. Maybe that'll work. But yeah, I'm doing great. I'm feeling so much better. You guys need to not worry about me, because I feel like me telling you guys what I told you on Wednesday probably wasn't the smartest thing, because I've actually been feeling a lot better. It's been awesome. Oh, I told my comp I wanted him to speak French for you guys. What? Where's the other... Where's the other Wabunga? Here. Wabunga. Parlez français pour ma famille.
Allô, bonsoir, chers parents. Je suis Elder Wabunga, le formateur.
Mon favori compagnon.
Le formateur de Elder Les Barons. Je suis congolais. Je viens de Kinshasa. So I say I'm a trainer of Elder Les Barons. I try also to speak English.
Yes.
I come from DR Congo. I'm so happy to work with Elder Les Barons. He's a good missionary for me. He helped me with a lot of things. I love my companion.
Merci beaucoup, compagnon.
Je dis merci à notre Père Céleste de cette œuvre grande et merveilleuse qui est l'œuvre missionnaire à pouvoir les servir. Je vais dans mes 11e mois, le 23, je vais finir mes 10 mois, malgré que je suis encore nouveau missionnaire, comme Elder Les Barons. Mais il m'a beaucoup appris. J'ai beaucoup aimé ses expériences. Sa façon d'apprendre. Je suis très fier de lui. Et je vous dis sincèrement merci. J'ai eu à recevoir les cadeaux de Noël. Mes meilleurs vœux de l'année 2018. Que cette année soit pour vous une année de joie, de paix, de réussite, de succès, de bonheur. De tout ce qui est comme des yeux de votre cœur positif. Je vous aime beaucoup. J'aime Elder Le Baron, mon compagnon. C'était un petit bonsoir et bonne soirée sabbatique à vous. Merci. Bye.
Merci, compagnon.
Ah, c'est bon. I bet you guys didn't understand a word he just said. Oh, he's such a stud. I've grown to love my companion this last week. We've become really close, which has been such a blessing. So yeah, love you guys tons. Je sais que l'église est vraie. Au revoir, mon famille. Je vous aime beaucoup, beaucoup. Au revoir.